Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
If you search YouTube for cochlear implant, you'll find a video of 26-year-old Amy, a deaf woman hearing sound for the first time.
You hear something?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good.
Give me a...
Okay, that's okay. You're doing great. Dad, talk.
Talk to Daddy.
Amy, can you hear me?
The technology that makes hearing possible involves a processor converting sound waves to electronic signals that are delivered to that part of the brain associated with hearing. At Virginia Commonwealth University, Professor Richard Costanzo says a similar approach could be used to restore a sense of smell.
The gas sensors will pick up odors and will stimulate the brain with different patterns and say, what does that smell like? And you'll say, well, that smells kind of like a flower or a rose. And we'll try a different pattern. What does that smell like? And that might smell like an orange or an apple. And then we'll match the two. What the sensor picks up, the processor will code that, and then know the proper stimulation for an apple or an orange.
Costanzo is working with Dr. Daniel Colho, director of VCU's Cochlear Implant Center, to find a fix for the loss of smell.
It's a lot more common than you might think. There are estimates that up to and over 2% of the U.S. population has significant loss of smell.
And that means trouble tasting food.
90% of what we call flavor is related to smell. And if you've ever had a cold, you know that food doesn't taste good. It's not because you can't taste, it's because you can't smell.
There are also safety concerns for people unable to smell a gas leak or spoiled food. Sometimes, Costanzo says, the loss of smell results from a virus, head injury, or whiplash.
The brain moves back and forth in the skull, and the small, delicate olfactory nerves coming from the nose to the brain can get severed or torn, and that disconnects the nose from the brain.
The nerves are so delicate, they can't be surgically repaired. A decline in smell may also be linked to aging. Beginning in their mid-50s, he says, people may experience a 10 to 20% loss. And if they live into their 80s or 90s, smell can decline by 50 to 60%. Finally, Colho says there could be a connection to thought and learning.
We already are seeing this in the hearing world, that those people who lose their sense of hearing are at much higher risk of developing dementia. We believe that the interaction between smell and cognition and dementia, particularly in elderly, is very powerful. And anybody knows that when you smell something, it brings up memories from your childhood that you hadn't thought about in years.
So it might be possible to fend off dementia by protecting our sense of smell. Whatever the future holds, Costanzo says the work he and Colho are doing at VCU's Center for Smell and Taste Disorders is promising.
It's exciting because it gives hope to those who have lost their sense of smell, and we haven't been able to give them that kind of hope for years.
They're now working on a prototype and hope to begin testing on humans in a few years. I'm Sandy Houseman.